Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
No, no! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
By Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher, and that's on conservativenationmedia.com. Now, the number here is 646-478-5284. I have to move quick because I was told by the producers that I might not have that much time available in my slot right now. So we're going to get to a stupid comment, and I want to go retrace here real quick. The political elites in this country are making their move to control you and me. Believe me, they are. Each day gets worse because each day gets more infringement on your rights, on what you can do, what you can't do, that kind of thing. Inflation, higher. Gas, higher. Shelves, lower. Empty, almost. All the while, Jen Psaki, and, you know, I used to kind of like enjoy watching her a little bit because she was so goofy and stuff like that. But now she's a plain up commie. And right now, let's listen to this and see what she talks. See how she responds to gas price increases.
Look, our view is that the rise in gas prices over the long term makes an even stronger case for doubling down our investment and our focus on clean energy options so that we are not relying on the fluctuations and OPEC and their willingness to put more supply and meet the demand in the market.
So we're going to go, I don't know what clean energy is, maybe 5 years away. I'm not against it. I'm not against it at all. I think it's a cool thing, but it's not there yet. So this stupid spokeswoman for the president says, we're doubling down on it. We're going to get, you know, basically what she's saying is that we want to put out all coal producing plants. We want to put down all gas energy plants. And we want to look forward to the future because that's where the money is to them. These people are political in nature, and as political in nature, they are funded by companies. They are funded by corporations. They are funded by left-wing and communist organizations. And they are beholden to them to get them the maximum profit for their dollar. And that's why these people keep getting on TV, like Jen Psaki, the commie, commie Jen, got a little Russian hat. If you look at my pictures on my page here, got a little Russian hat given to her by the president of, I think, the Ukraine or something, because she was cold, and she got a commie hat, and it's got commie logos on it and everything. And she wears that like the little princess that she is. She's a liar. Everything that comes out of this woman's mouth is a lie. Everything. Circle back, Jen. She's got to go back. She's got to figure out what the hell she's trying to say. She doesn't even give me Kayleigh McEnany any damn day. She had some balls. She had some guts. She knew what she was saying. She told the truth, and she knew what she was saying. This chick doesn't know nothing. And thank God for Peter Ducey to keep grilling her on things. Because it's just amazing, because these people are out for us. They want our guns, they want our God, they want everything. Because it's prelude to communism. It's a prelude. It's not even socialism anymore, because these people are outright communist. Bernie Sanders, communist. Jen Psaki's a communist. All these people are pure, right out communists. And the media doesn't report any of this. They don't go there. They don't want to venture there. But they'll venture where there's an inconsistent truth. Or an inconvenient truth. They'll go where, you know, Trump had ties to Russia during, you know, the investigation and stuff. We have to impeach him, and we have to go after him, and we have to, you know, he's obfuscating the courts and so on, and blocking the courts. No, they have to go after Trump because they hate what he says, and what he says was the truth. What he says was close the borders. No open borders, but what does Joe do? Sleepy Joe. Anvil Joe. Joe at the helm has to sit there and open the borders, get rid of all the executive orders and all of the orders that the president put through, the Senate put through, get rid of them through executive fiat. And what's he got now? Rising gas prices. Fill your tank up lately, people? Fill your tank up lately? How much did that cost you? You probably wanted to break a leg doing that. Go to the grocery store? How much is a turkey going to cost you for Thanksgiving this month? Three times the price. And these people, these elitist politicians, are power broke. They are so full of power that they think that they can get it all. But they can't get it all. They can't get it all unless we let them. And I'm not going to let them. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let them. But it's amazing that the people that we put in power, and not me, really, I don't put these idiots in power. I don't vote for them, so it must be you stupid idiots out there. Not my audience, of course. But the rest of you, this is who you put into power. This is who you put into play.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the city.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck? The
biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you put back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and
wow.
our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that was Maxine. I wanted to talk about, you know, just inciting riots. See, this is the difference between conservatives and liberals, all right? Because conservatives might wear a MAGA hat or might wear some kind of, oh, patriotic T-shirt or something, you know? While the liberals on the other side, they want to destroy that. They want to say you can't wear that. You're a frickin' racist if you wear that. If you wear a T-shirt shaped like a flag, you're a racist. If you wear a MAGA hat, you're a racist. Conservatives don't do that to liberals. But liberals do that to conservatives. Liberals are the most hateful, ignorant people I've ever had the non-pleasure to speak to in public and private. They don't know. They don't have a clue. They don't do research. They don't do anything. They just speak out on emotion, on emotional type basis. Whereas conservatives sit there and say, well, look, you know, I mean, I believe in this country. That's what MAGA, Make America Great Again, that's what they believe in if they wear that hat. If they wear a T-shirt that has an American flag on it or something patriotic, the liberals will say you're racist or you're xenophobic, whatever. They don't care. It just, whatever comes out of their mouth, that's what they're going to say to you. But in the meantime, you're going, wait a minute, there's Let's Go Biden shirts out there. Let's Go Biden merchandise everywhere. And people are buying this stuff up left and right. So what's that say? What's that say, really, when we get down to the crux of the biscuit here? To me, it says, and we all know where we all know where the Go Biden or Go, you know, Brandon shirts came from and slogan came from a NASCAR race when everybody was screaming F you Biden. And the sportscaster said, hey, look, Brandon, I think they're yelling for you, you know, let's go, Brandon. and they took it from there. But the thing is that shirt symbolizes, or that phrase, I guess it would be, if whether it be on a shirt or a hat or whatever, symbolizes the downfall of this presidency in this country. It symbolizes something, just like the MAGA hat does, just like wearing a flag, you know, or a t-shirt that's got some flag emblems or something on it. It's the same thing. But the deal is that the liberals think that it's totally twisted. You are a racist. But we conservatives don't say, well, if, you know, we're wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt, what's that mean? No, that don't mean that. Well, they can't come up with an answer. But the thing is that that means this administration is a failure. It's been a failure from day one after January. It's been a failure, a total failure. We let illegals just cross our borders. We all stupid. We're not stupid. We know what they're doing, where they're shipping them to, Florida, Texas, even my state of Tennessee. They're shipping them all over where they can't win a vote because they're scared. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial, they're scared. They're freaking out about this crap because if he gets off, which I think he should because he practiced self-defense. He just went to a city not outside of his jurisdiction, and he carried a gun. Ended up shooting a couple guys. Good for you, Kyle. But the thing is that he did not commit the crime. They attacked him first. He defended himself, rightly so. After Seattle, after Minneapolis, after Boston, after all these places were burnt, looted, raped, stolen, the citizenry has to get involved. You can't evade it. But getting back to it, it's like, yeah, these elitists, they want power. They want money. They want control. They want control over you. That's why we got the mask mandates. Then we got, we don't need the mask mandate. Then we got the Joe Biden saying, well, I'm not ever going to declare a vaccine mandate. Then he declares it. Now we got workers out of, employment. We've got people out of employment. We've got shipyards waiting to be undeployed, and they can't because Joe Biden. We got high gas prices because of Joe Biden. I want those stickers. I want to print out. I seen one the other day. I'm going to make a bunch of them and just send them out and start putting them up where it's got Joe pointing a finger and it says, I did this at the high gallon gas price. I did this. Yeah, that was me. It reminds me of the Obama meme that, you know, he's got his suspenders on and he's stroking them and he says, yeah, I did this. And it's got the economy just tanking. This is where these people want to go. They want this country to look like Venezuela eventually. We're nothing is free, where nothing is legal, where nothing is without a jail sentence, basically, and where your politicians get the money of the aid that we send them, and they disperse it to themselves. Ironic, isn't it? That's how socialism, that's how communism starts. Communism is the belief that to each what you can consume and what you have left over to the others. Well, what if I don't want to sell leftovers, basically? What if I don't want to give away my work? When you have communism and socialism, You have a dumbed down society. You have a society that is basically dependent on the people that work. And the people that work are not going to keep working when the others do not. It's pretty simple. There's no basic math involved. No thought, really. It's just pretty simple. When you have communism, you have total control. And that's what these people want. From the president, the vice president, whose both approval ratings are tanking big time, by the way. When you get down to it, communism is a communal effort, which means that everybody has to do the same type of work for it to be successful. And it hasn't ever been successful. We tried it here back when the Pilgrims landed. It wasn't successful, and they gave it up because some farmers would get crops, some farmers would not, some farmers would be lazy, some farmers would not. But they all had to contribute to the commune. And some didn't, some did. And the ones that did said, screw it, we're not going to do this. We're not going to sit there and bust our butts all day long for the people that don't want to contribute. And that's what communism is, people, basically. But there's also another little foothold here, because communism dictates that you follow what they practice or you will be destroyed in one fashion, mean, or whatever. They will destroy you. They will kill you. That's why most communist nations are up there on the list of killing millions and millions of people. That's why we have to fight against these people. The people in the Biden administration, they're all commies. They're all leftists. They're all big-time commies. We have to fight against these people because we will not have a generation. You will not have a generation for your children unless we do. So it's time to get out there and start fighting people. Not in a, you know, violent manner. But just fighting, fight for your rights. Stand up for your rights. For God's sake, stand up for your rights.
7 in 10 millennials do not know this, so listen up. According to a new YouGov poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they would vote for a socialist. 1 in 3 millennials see communism as favorable, and half of millennials have an unfavorable view of capitalism. So tonight, I will show you what 7 in 10 millennials obviously do not know. The 5 reasons socialism will destroy your life. Number 1, 100 million people were killed in the 20th century by socialist and communist regimes. 100 million people. If you think socialism or communism in America would result in anything other than oppression or death, you are sorely mistaken. Number 2, in the socialist Soviet Union, people stood in line for hours for a loaf of bread and were forced to eat their own shoes rather than starve to death. In Venezuela today, people are trekking hours to the borders just for a single meager meal a day. And people are burning their money because money doesn't even buy them food to keep them alive, thanks to socialism. Number 3, in communist Cuba, you have to bring your own blanket and your own light bulb to the hospital. The surgical instruments are rusty. Medication and healthcare treatments are rationed by the government. In Venezuela, antibiotics are so scarce that a little girl in the hospital survived only because the boy in the hospital room next to hers died and his mother gave her his antibiotics. Meanwhile, in these countries, the rich elites fly to other countries to qualify for health care, for quality health care, while their own people are dying. Number 4, in Venezuela, in Cuba, and certainly in the Soviet Union, if you criticize the government, you can be shot. There are 15,000 political dissidents imprisoned in Venezuela for daring to disagree with the dictator. In Cuba, political prisoners and journalists have been shot in the back of the head. In the Soviet Union, dissidents just disappeared, and the gulags were full of innocent people. Reason number five, socialism and communism have never worked. No matter how many times they've been tried, it has failed in the Soviet Union, East Germany, China, Venezuela, Cambodia, Cuba, Vietnam, North Korea, Ethiopia, Poland, and Romania, and it would fail here too. But not before our liberty is squashed and millions of people will be forced into poverty, starved, oppressed, and killed. Apparently, 7 in 10 millennials do not know this. Millennials in this poll also said they think President Donald Trump is the, quote, biggest threat to world peace, even more so than Putin, Xi Jinping, or Kim Jong-un. In fact, 10% of millennials in this poll said Trump is, quote, responsible for more deaths and human rights abuses than Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. So for goodness sake, turn off the Young Turks or whatever garbage YouTubers you watch and read a history book and reject communism and socialism before you destroy our country and your own life. Thank you. We would all appreciate
it. Thank you, Liz Wheeler. Yeah, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. And the thing is that she's describing exactly the facts of socialism and communism in different countries. And we've had it here, like I said, briefly. It only lasted a year, I think. And the pilgrims picked up on it and said, this ain't going to work. It's not going to work. And I don't understand why people, and it frustrates me, I guess, to a point where I get so tired of listening to this pablum coming out of these people's mouths. Like, oh, you know, gas prices, like Jen Psaki said, well, inflation and gas prices, it's getting worse, but the thing is that it'll get better once we get green energy involved and more. Well, that ain't going to take, look, you're not even there yet, Jen. Sorry, comrade. You're not there yet. It'd be 5 years before you even get close to being there. 5 years. 5 years. Mark my words, 5 years. It'd be nice, but the thing is, it ain't there yet. Open up the stuff. Open up the drilling. Open up the pipelines. Don't close them down. You're shutting down jobs in this country, you stupid idiot. Meaning your boss. Oh, Poopy Pants Joe. Can't even go on a trip anywhere without, you can't, you can dress them up, but you can't take them out. That's what I say. Dress them up, but you can't take them out, no worries. They shit all over everybody. This man's a laughing stock to the whole country, the two other countries, to the whole world, a laughing stock, and his administration is too. Bungle up, and they're still going after, well, bungle up the Russian deal with Trump. Oh, that's under the book. Well, Durham's come out with a bunch of investigations and a bunch of subpoenas, and it looks to me like he's going after the Clinton administration, but we'll see. These people got power, lots of money. Hell, I probably know people for $100 get somebody off easy. These people got a lot of power, a lot of money, and they don't care about this country. They just care about what they can suck off it. It's like a big pig and a bunch of suckling pigs, and they're all sucking on the mama. That's how these people, I don't know, refer to me, I guess. That's how I look at them. And they're idiots because they don't understand that when they leave and go to another country that's going to take them in, that country is going to be swallowed up in socialism and communism. The other country they go to, that's going to be swallowed up. That other, you know, it don't matter down the line. Once America falls, the rest of the world will fall too. And that's what China is looking for. That's what Russia is looking for. They don't have to fight us. We'll fight from within. They will fight us from within. And that's what is really disheartening to me, that people get their news from maybe one source, MSNBC, CNN, whatever. They don't go out and look. They don't do their own research and see what is communism. What is socialism? How's that going to impact me? How's that going to, you know, everybody's looking for a free check, a free payday. And some people don't get it. They just don't get it. Their idea of life is living off the government tit. That's their idea of life. It's always been in some of these people's instances. And, you know, I don't know if I can blame them per se, but I blame the government for it. If you wanted to get somebody, if you had a loved one, right, that maybe had some kind of drug abuse or alcohol abuse or whatever it might be, something, problem, would you not want to help him get away from that? Or would you rather just send him money to keep perpetuating it? Which one? If you really love the person, you wouldn't want to get them off it. Get him off the streets. Get him into a working environment. Getting them back into some kind of civilization, instead of keeping them on the streets by throwing money at them, by buying a newspaper, or giving them money after you pull out of a Lowe's or something like that. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is the country that we live in right now. It doesn't have to be the country that we live in the future, but we need to address the situations that we got right now. And the situations are, we've got inflation, we've got high taxes, we've got high gas prices, we've got empty store shelves. And this is Biden's fault, because he wanted to reverse everything Trump did because he hated the man so much. And it's unbelievable that people, you know, are so thin-skinned that they can't get by what we hate Trump. What, you tweeted something? All right. You know, I mean, come on. Come on, man. There's people that tweet stuff all the time or sit there and post on Facebook. I get over it. But they can't, because they're liberals and they're twinged very quickly. And they just can't get over it. They can't get through it. It's like in their mentality. It's in their mindset. And it's killing them. These people are the most, they're the hate. They're so full of hate. They're so full of anger, angst. They hate people that don't agree with them. They just hate them. This is what I actually subscribe to.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like House,
Housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you're looking to Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you got to know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Crazy Talk, and welcome back to American by Design on conservativenationmedia.com. And you're listening to your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. And the name or the number here is 646-478-5284. I'm sitting here looking at, you know, we just want to keep throwing crap at the wall until it sticks. Keep throwing money. Keep opening, you know, we got this multi-trillion dollar spending spree, and it's supposed to do what? It's supposed to do exactly what? I don't understand it. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything except what? Build roads? That's about it. That's about it. But you also have, and there's some hidden stuff, which the liberals love to put in, that, you know, enhance extra care for if you're pregnant and you've got a child, you get, like, extra leave. And, you know, there's just all sorts of things in this bill. And you had, what, 15, 19-something Republicans that voted for this stupid thing, Mitt Romney included. He's about a piece of work. But you have all these Republicans that backed the Democrats on this bill. All they had to do was not vote and shut it down. And it would not happen. Not without Republican backing. That's why, look, it's important that you elect people in your district, in your state, that represent you, senators, congressmen, that represent you, not them, not the commies, not the socialists. You need to go out and get informed and figure out, okay, I got to learn more about this politician. Maybe you don't know about him. Maybe he's just an upspring coming up. Learn about him. Figure out where they're at. What they espouse as principles. Do they adhere to the Constitution? Do they adhere to the Bill of Rights? Do they adhere to what people are saying in their own districts, their own constituency? Are they listening to them? Are they making the right judgments based off the people that voted them in? Not, I don't care about the people in other states that didn't vote them in. I'm worried about the people that voted them in. Look at some of these has-beens in Washington making big time money. Big, big, big money. And they want more. They're not satisfied with what they got. They want more power. They want more prestige. They want more money. So they turn to communism because that guarantees them more money, because they'll be in control. They'll be in control of your life, your children's lives, their grandchildren's lives for decades. And you all need to really get a clue on what's going on in this country. Vote your conscience, but the thing is that at least be an informed voter. Get out there and do your due diligence and study. Be informed. Otherwise, you're going to get a commie government. And we will be just like Venezuela, China, Russia. And it doesn't take that long. They've already infiltrated our schools, infiltrated our colleges, infiltrated our government, our security. It ain't going to take that long for them to accomplish what they want to accomplish. That's a complete overthrow of the United States of America. The Constitution be damned. Black Lives Matter, they're a terrorist group. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Terrorist group. They are antithetical to what the Constitution, what the Bill of Rights, and what normal people think. They're antithetical. You want to burn down cities, but you want to go after a guy like Kyle Rittenhouse for defending himself. You voters out there need to get your hats on and start thinking about, who am I supporting here, really? Jim Crow laws, Democrat institution, slavery, Democrats. These are all things instituted by Democrats, power brokers. And they want to enslave you, enslave me. They're not going to, but they're going to try. That's why you have to get informed. You have to go out there. You have to listen to others. Maybe more informed than you. Give them a break. They've been studying this a lot. I've been doing this for a long time, for 8 years. Studied politics. I've seen the mood swings, the shifts, all that kind of thing. I've never seen it so polarized right now. And especially when you have the media on board. It's all out for Joe Biden, Poopy Pants Biden, and who still are against Trump. Which, I don't care how you think about him, but the thing is that the dude left us in a better place. It's just unbelievable to me that our country is sinking so fast into an abyss. I'm going to let you go. Thank you for listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and operating under conservativenationmedia.com. I want to say Brian Futch leads us in and leads us out, and you can catch Brian Futch, brianfutch.com. Great singer. Get his music, download it, share it, and share this. Share this episode too. Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless and love you.
Amen.